Our listeners and viewers on the internet may be wondering why we're celebrating this feast day with such solemnity today. The feast of St. Francis de Sales, confessor and doctor of the church, is the principal patron of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, in which we reside, and a very great saint indeed. So that's why we have incense at today's Mass, and that's why we have such beautiful singing as well from our choir. I'd like to point out, by the way, to our listeners as well, the quality of the music that our little choir here does is very, very high. In fact, before Mass today, one of the pieces was by a very famous composer, Hector Berlioz. So we think it is a great privilege to be able to give glory to God with such beautiful music. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, as you've heard, children, today is the feast of St. Francis de Sales. St. Francis de Sales. He was a very important saint in the history of the Church. He's what's called a doctor of the Church. Now, doctor of the Church doesn't mean like a medical doctor that you go to when you're sick and the doctor gives you aspirin or gives you a shot or something like that. But rather, this kind of doctor means a teacher, someone who teaches us about the Catholic faith, because that's what the word doctor comes from, the Latin word for teacher. So St. Francis de Sales was very important and did a lot of good work in Geneva, which is in Switzerland, during the era when the Protestants were trying to spread their errors and to try to turn Catholics away from the faith. Francis de Sales was the perfect person for the job. He was very intelligent. He studied very hard in school. And he came from a very good family. He could have gone and made a lot of money there in Switzerland. One of the things they like to do very much in Switzerland still to this day is to make money. But he didn't do that. He decided instead to serve God and to serve the church. So he became a priest, and eventually he was chosen to be a bishop. And he made it his job to try to go and convert those people who had fallen away from the Catholic faith. That was a very tough thing to do because these people were very hostile. But he did it because of two of his good qualities. First of all, he was a man who was very, very patient. And in the epistle today, St. Paul talks about how important it is, if you want to teach the truth, to be patient. Now, Francis de Sales, though, had actually had a bad temper. He was very inclined to get angry. But when he was young, he constantly tried to overcome his bad temper. So he tried not to throw tantrums about different things. And he tried all the time to be cooperative and kind to other people. So he's a good example for you. And people realized that he was a very patient man when he grew up. So that's important for you to remember in your families. A lot of times we're asked to do stuff that we don't really like to do, and we get crabby or cranky about it instead of being patient and trying to go along with what mom or dad tell us. Or we're not patient when our brothers or sisters do something that we don't like. So that's our first lesson today, is to be patient like St. Francis de Sales was patient. So that was one of the very good qualities that that he had. He was patient with people, and he was kind to people. Another good quality that he had is what? He was a bishop, and he was a teacher of the faith, so he knew his faith very well, and he knew how to explain it to people. So in school, all the time we have religion class, and we're learning about the Catholic faith, and that should help us to be like St. Francis de Sales, where we understand and love our faith ourselves, and we can explain it to other people. So ask St. Francis de Sales today for those two things: to be patient at home and school, to imitate that good quality, and also to study faithfully your Catholic faith. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.